Unit 4, Problem Solution. Directions. In this question, you will listen to a conversation. You will then be asked to talk about the information in the conversation and to give your opinion about the ideas presented. After you hear the question, you will have 20 seconds to prepare your response and 60 seconds to speak. Sample practice.
Now listen to a conversation between two students.
Oh, great.
What's wrong?
My computer broke down. As you know, the report is due tomorrow. Now what am I going to do?
Did you save your files? If you did, there might be a way to open them.
Unfortunately, no, I didn't save them. I can't believe it. See, I was almost done. Even if I stay up all night, I don't think I'll be able to finish it by tomorrow.
Why don't you go down to the help desk? I'm sure they could help you.
Yeah, I know, but it's almost midnight. I have to pay extra for after-hours service. I read that the library charges money for any services or help after 10 at night.
Oh, is that true? I didn't know about that. Then why don't you talk to your professor tomorrow? Maybe she could give you an extension. If you tell her what happened to your computer, I think she'll understand.
No way. I remember when Jennifer asked for an extension because she was hospitalized. Professor Fickle refused and told Jennifer it would be unfair to the other students. I think she's really strict, and I don't think a computer breakdown problem could be an excuse.
The two students talk about the man's problem. Describe the problem and state which of the two solutions you prefer and why. Please begin speaking after the beep.
Sample answer.
The man worries that he might not meet the due date as his computer broke down while doing his schoolwork. The woman suggests he ask for help at the help desk or ask the professor for an extension. I think he should go down to the help desk and see if they could help. The first reason is that it may be a minor technical problem. As the staff members at the help desk are all experts in computers, they will easily find out how to restore his file. He will have to pay the money, but he could save his time as well. Also, I think meeting the due date is a problem of responsibility. If he doesn't want to make the professor feel he's unreliable, I think he'd rather find a way than to talk about the problem.